This is CliffCentral.com.
Kyle's here, Flex. You can thank your lucky stars that we're not going to be distracted by you much longer. Tell you what, we take no prisoners, right? Anybody?
No.
Exactly.
No, no, no.
Thank you, Gwede.
So wait, Kyle left home at 7.
Yeah, we've got to talk about this
what
guy's
kind
travel
of a war
plan.
Zone is
he drove from Durban at 7. That's the only explanation. Flax is very annoyed with you. He's annoyed with me too this morning, but he's annoyed with you. He's like, Kyle called me at 7, and he just got here now, and it's like 20 to 9. What happened to you?
I called at 7?
Yeah, he said you called him at 7.
Maybe
that's
Laura
right, huh?
Called him at
well,
7.
Manager called me. I don't know. Is she your
yeah.
manager?
Yeah.
Did she drive
Oxford
you?
Road was closed, so avoid Oxford Road.
You have the most manager, I must say. Even before I needed like a song from you, she sent a song.
Yeah, we've got a song, everything. No, she's organized.
Winning.
What's up with you,
Winning.
Dude? What's news?
We've just released new music video for Can't Get Enough.
Uh-huh.
There's,
are you okay?
I'm super.
You sound a bit tired.
I'm super tired. We were working in studio late last night.
You've been gigging a lot lately?
Yeah.
We Happy though. Been. It's going well, huh?
Yeah, we have been. It's been going really nicely.
So,
really nicely.
You've done a lot of collaborations, I was saying earlier before you arrived. You've been pretty smart about that. You've kind of done collabs with exactly the right people, and it's made the song double as good as it would have been if it was you on your own. But, you know, it has risks. Like, for example, if you're expected to perform a song and it's two of you, you can't always have rappers with you. You can't always have Shekinah with you. You know, sometimes it's got to be just you.
Yeah.
So what do you do for them? Do you just pull someone out of the crowd and say, you sing the...
We're just like, you're going to come do this part.
You know, I've always wondered because often like, you know, if you listen to great songs that like Jay-Z would have collaborated with someone and then he doesn't have that singer with him.
So what we do is it's always helpful to be able to sit with the producer afterwards and make your own version.
Okay.
So what you'll find with a lot of the hip-hop guys, especially where they got so many features on the album, that you just so if I'm not on the first verse, I'll take out the first section. I'll just have the chorus and my verse and another chorus, and I'll perform whatever I'm on the song.
How often are you up here in Joburg? Because I see you here all the time.
Lately, I've been up quite a lot.
Isn't it worth moving? Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but not yet.
Like,
I think there's.
You like Durban, right?
I like Durban. There's a lot of. I think it allows us more time to do more work than Joburg. A lot of the whole celebrity artist lifestyle, there's a lot happening in Joburg, and there's nights in the week where if I was in Durban, I'd be in studio working on new material and stuff like that. Whereas if I'm up here, that one or two nights free that I have a week is going to an appearance somewhere.
Right.
And I just think you find yourself a lot more rushed and especially musically working a hell of a lot slower in Joburg.
Well, that's interesting. So you get more done.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that. Shows you how out of it I am, but I would also assume there's way more work up here, right?
Yeah, there's two flips to the coin. I mean, there's more work up here, and there's more exposure up here. But I mean, there's a fine balance between it all, finding where the music is, where you're making your best music, where are you not oversaturating yourself up here?
Met you the first time on Idols. What was it, season 10?
Season 10, yeah.
We're on 12
season
now.
Season 10.
And I remember you were in the top 5 there. You have done work with Casper Nyovest, DJ Capital, Sketchy Bongo, Ganja Beats. It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
It's been
anybody
fun
you still
so
want
far.
To work with that you haven't worked with yet?
In South Africa, I'd like to work with do a track with AKA. We've just recorded a remix for Can't Get Enough with Questa and Tillerman.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that one. We may have an African feature towards the end of the year with Pata Ranking, so we're waiting to see if that comes through, so that'll be really exciting.
Does Mabali know that you are also a chiropractor? Did you know that?
I did not. So you manipulate people.
Yeah.
Well, that
very successfully.
He manipulates people and he manipulates people. Yeah. Yeah, but you've got that whole practice going. Are you still keeping that up? Because don't people come to you just because you're a famous singer now? And they
thankfully not.
Hi. My neck is so sore.
It's terribly anal.
It's almost like the opening to a porno movie. It's
like, hi, Carl, I've got a very sore neck. Do you mind if I just change in my brown panties?
Exactly.
Do you have that happen?
No, not
yet.
Come on,
you haven't had beautiful women walk in and
they just wanted to meet you because... But it hasn't been like that. It hasn't been like that yet.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly.
So what do? You click people into place?
So, I know any aches and pains, we try to find out what the root cause of it is. We're treating holistically, not necessarily the cause. So the cause of the pain and the area of the pain is not necessarily the cause of the pain. So we try, as chiropractors and people working with me,
it's mostly on the spine, right?
Yeah. So majority of the time on the spine, but you can have different biomechanical chains causing different problems. So you can end up with a daily headache, which is coming from a fixation in your foot, and someone who's doing a lot of walking or something like that. You're doing a lot of sitting. Your main fixation is in your lower back. And it's triggering its way up and causing different problems.
I went to a chiropractor once, and the guy had this little thing that he goes clickety click click click.
Yeah.
I thought he was bullshitting me. What's that all about?
That's called there's a short term for it, but it's like a trigger. It's a trigger manipulation.
But why would he do that to me? Is he trying to get money out of me? And
some guys have their own schools of thought, but there he's looking at nerve activation and nerve activation causing the effects he's looking for and the change that he's wanting to find in your body.
I have an irrational fear of going to chiropractors.
Why not?
Is there any way that I could change that? No, yeah. I just imagine the worst, like they break something or something goes horribly wrong and now I can't use my.
You
leg.
Change that by going to see one.
That's kind of obvious.
Yeah, that's a good way to face your fears.
Is it true that most of us have one leg shorter than the other?
I wouldn't say most. I'd say it's about half-half, but I would say you'll probably find, if you're measuring leg length discrepancy on someone who's lying on their back, you'll probably find around 50% of people with a irregular or one leg longer than the other, but most of the time it's not from the leg actually being longer than the other. It's because of the musculature and the pelvis maybe pulling slightly on one side more than the other.
That's what Mubs has got.
Yeah.
That's what I've got. It's really bad.
You do?
Yeah, it's terrible. My left leg feels like it's just ginormous.
I think I need to bring a bed in here sometime.
Do you think that someone who carries a very big head... Is that's an extra strain on this cervical vertebra?
On the feet, even.
Really? Because that could be what's going on. Look at the size of Ben's head compared to the rest of his body. It is out of proportion, right?
Ben, when you stand, I'm going to have to check it.
Got a girlfriend? What's going on with you?
Yeah.
You do?
I do have a girlfriend.
How long you two been together?
3 years, some change.
Please don't let her hear that, because if you go, she's going to go, oh, for God's
she's
sake.
She's okay. She also thinks about
sleep
it.
Sleep deprived this morning.
She also thinks about it.
Yeah, you are a bit sleep deprived.
A little bit, but I mean, the music is worth it.
So hang on, you've been, who cares? And you sound tired.
Yeah.
When you say that you guys have been together for 3 years, is that consistent? Or because you became famous, famous 3 years ago. Aren't you missing out on the potential of all these beautiful women who would be interested?
Yeah.
I guess, but
if you're not actively searching, you're not gonna know.
And she puts up with you flying up and down.
Yeah, she has to put up with a lot of cuck.
Really? Does she worry about you when you go to gigs, because the girls will pitch up and they'll try to hit on you at the gigs?
I think she's learned the industry. She knows what it's like now.
And she trusts you.
And she's trusting you.
Okay, well then it doesn't sound like it's too bad an arrangement. It works.
Yeah. You're definitely able to be in this industry and keep a relationship.
You're quite close to your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. I still have my place where I live is still at home, although I'm not there that often.
Right.
So I'll see them maybe once or twice a week.
Is it like it's near them, but it's not in the house.
No, it's on the same. It's on the same plot, but my
you've got a different house.
My place is outside. I'll see them like maybe once, but it'll just be for a meal quickly, and then I'm off again.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, do you think Kyle will come for supper tonight? No, probably not.
Yeah, there's often conversations.
He's running his
like
own
that.
Thing. No. All right, and your girlfriend, she doesn't live with you?
No.
Oh. You've got a lot of me time.
Outside. Oh, I wish between the music and chiropractics and after, if I'm not doing that, you can't be staying away. Like, what is Kyle doing? He's just chilling by himself,
no,
and he's got other people to see. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
All right, so when you come up to Joburg now, are you here for some studio stuff, or are you here to do some performances?
On Saturday, we had a performance. We really pushing hard with our media rounds for the new video, just because we think it's definitely worth it. And last night, I was up watching the guys from Idols.
Did you watch?
Yeah, so I was at the theater. I was really impressed.
You were there last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see you. Why didn't you come and say hello?
Because we got there and then we were ushered to go sit at the back, and then afterwards, you know the story.
Why didn't they put you on the show?
No,
I mean,
no tag, no this.
Haven't they asked you to perform?
No, not this year.
Huh. I would have thought, how dare they?
Surprised.
I mean, you're one of the guys who's actually got a real career going since Idols, you know? They should be very proud of that.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about this song. I'm going to just play a little bit of it and let people hear it.
Cool.
What is this that we're playing there? Lex, what song did you give me?
Yeah, this is...
Is this Can't Get Enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is actually the video version. You can hear the typing in the
this
beginning.
This is the one that you're busy promoting
and,
at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to this quickly.
Sweet.
You could tell us about it.
Out the window, see them city lights. The roadblocks, yeah, we green.
All right, Kyle Deutsch, this is called... Is Deutschman too long? Is that the problem? Like, people can't say Deutschman, so they go with... You just went with
Deutsch. It's just slightly too... especially for social media, you know, Twitter's only got so many characters, so we're giving Alex a chance.
Do they at least pronounce that part right? No. He's exasperated. So what do they call you?
Kylie Douche.
Kylie Douche.
What you know about Kylie Douche? New single, Can't Get Enough. There's Kylie Douche. There's that's my favorite.
Kylie Douche, that's great.
That's my favorite.
I'm going to call you that from now on. Yeah. That's hysterical. All right, let's talk about this song for a second.
Yeah.
So what's the music video like? What are you doing in it? Because that one you did with Shekinah for Back to the Beach, that was all over the place.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV for months and months and months, and it was good.
Yeah, it definitely played a whole bunch.
It's really good, yeah.
With this video, I'm super proud of it. The result has been crazy. It looks amazing. There's a whole lot of... The lighting in the music video is crazy.
Is there a story?
There's definitely a whole storyline. What's going on is Kyle is this Navy officer who's been working on the Navy ships, and in the beginning you see all the Navy vessels and all that. Then he's coming back home. You see him playing cards in the hull with all the guys, and then they arrive back and they dock. And then he comes back, he sees his chick, and it's all about how they're getting lost in the moment, the drive home, whatever. Then there's a whole bedroom scene and a reversal scene, and then there's a heavy twist in the end where the female's left holding his dog tags from the Navy, and he's like, he's going away.
You thought about this story. Yeah. There's a lot in there.
Yeah, so there is a lot for 3 minutes 20, but it makes the video
go quick.
You have to
put on a uniform?
Yeah, we had a uniform vibes with the hat. And
okay. Yeah, girls like that.
Yeah, if guy in uniform is what you're into, then go check it out.
Okay, now, you're also on a national beach soccer team, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you still playing in that?
I was, but the last time they had a beach soccer game,
what happened?
Safa, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, you mean that they can't organize themselves?
We haven't had, I think there's been one tournament and one fixture in like 3 years.
What a mess. These guys don't know what they're doing.
I don't.
But then I suppose beach soccer is kind of like the fun soccer. It's not really taken as seriously.
Yeah, but I mean, some places they're playing leagues. There's a league where one of the players has gone, now he's like, Kyle, can you come with me? We're going for 2 weeks. We're going to go over there, €3,200. which is like 32 grand for 2 weeks, more than that.
Ben, why don't you report more on beach soccer? So what's wrong with you?
I haven't got the time, Gareth. Safa let me down so many times. Monday, I'm asking for fixtures. I'm asking beach for soccer. Any sheets, nothing.
Are you any good? are you any good?
What position
did you play?
I was playing, so in beach soccer, there's only four outfield players on the field. So I'll play it. Normally, you divide it into like two defenders, two attackers.
Okay.
I'd be the one defender who's attacking slightly more.
Okay.
And yeah, I was doing well. We went to Nigeria. I was top goal scorer there. We went to Morocco also. So it's I wasn't doing bad.
You got too much on your CV.
On the website, person to look out for.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Is that what they called you?
That's what not like star player or something.
Hang on, you've got a lot of things on the CV here. There's the chiropractor. There's the singer. There's the musician and producer.
Yeah.
There's the beach soccer player, there's the modeling. There's a lot going on here, man.
Yeah.
It's not like you've got one iron in the fire, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but music and chiropractic is what takes up your time mostly, and then the other
most
stuff
people
is
only
just,
have one.
Just
most people have the one. They're not bothering you with all these other
things.
Hey,
these days, I think if you have one,
Well, listen, dude, good luck to you. It's very good to see you this morning.
Yeah.
And I hope we'll be hearing and seeing this song everywhere.
Yeah, hopefully.
And thanks for coming in this morning. And next time, I hope that you don't get stuck on Oxford Road.
Yeah, next time.
Oxford. What kind of a – do you? Are you one of those people? You travel on your own here, or did you travel with someone?
Lola came with me.
Okay. So Lola's your manager?
Yeah, she's doing all the PR stuff.
You sit in the car and you always have things to talk about, or you just shut up and ignore each other?
On the way here, I was dozing off, to be honest.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. I was reclining.
Thanks for the visit, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Very good. Kyle Deutsch, everybody. You can hear the new song, and you can check out the new music video. They're playing it yet?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Keep an eye out for that. Where would you get it? On MTV Base?
Trace is playing it the most at the moment, but MTV Base and Channel are definitely going to start up with it. And,
fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
This is CliffCentral.com.